Many thanks, Ian. Maybe we'll hear from Jonathan Mardle again. However, we must turn again to news items and developments and planning dominate. We'll hear more of the long saga of the future of the Ferryboat Inn, another development in King Street, or rather lack of progress with that, and the woes of Magdalen Street traders. The future of a derelict pub is uncertain, after plans for a major development remain stalled. The Ferryboat Inn on King Street was set to be saved from ruin by a project launched by Estate Education to provide 41 new homes. However, with the project delayed, the pub, which is on the Norwich City Council's Heritage at Risk list, remains abandoned and at risk of further deterioration. The patch of land next to the pub, which closed in 2006, was allocated for 41 homes in 2016. Those living nearby have questioned whether the developers will ever finish the job.
A councillor has slammed developers for reducing a historic city street to a concrete slab amid delays to housing projects. Joshua Worley, a Green Party councillor for Thought Hamlet, made the comment as a number of schemes to build homes along King Street have stalled. He says locals are trying their best to add greenery and bring life to the area after being left with horrible slabs of concrete by developers. Mr. Worley added, "It's a shame King Street has ended up being a series of unfinished construction projects. It's really sad. There's some serious history down King Street and its beautiful St. Anne's Quarter, which is owned by Orbit Homes and was supposed to be the site of 437 new homes. In August last year, a spokesman for Orbit Homes said delays in completing the site at King Street were caused by the COVID pandemic and the impact it had on the economy. Only 247 of the 437 proposed homes have been built. It means a section of the site adjoining King Street has been left barren and boarded up for more than 10 years.
Frustrated Magdalen Street shop owners say they're struggling to survive and blame the council's redevelopment of Anglia Square for their falling customers. One takeaway owner along the once busy city road said the situation is so bad that he can no longer afford to pay his rent. Traders claimed the £350 million revamp, which includes the demolition of the former shopping centre, has led to a vital car park off St Saviour's Lane being lost, discouraging people from visiting the street. And they fear the issue will only get worse, as a bus stop opposite Anglia Square is due to be suspended next month.
The buildings at HMP Norwich are dilapidated, leaking, and not up to standard, according to the Independent Monitoring Board, which observes conditions in detention centres. Some wings in the prison flood during bad weather, and roofs leak, meaning buckets have to be used to collect water. Boiler failures and faulty windows were also a concern for inspectors. The report states, from the board's observations, dilapidated buildings with leaking roofs, broken heating, faulty lighting, and washing machine failures have continued to undermine the efforts of staff and management to make the prison a place of safety and reform.
Plans to boot 3,000 home fans from their seats at Carrow Road are back on the table, despite a fierce backlash. Norwich City has promised to hit pause, but never withdrew its planning application. Now council officials say it should go ahead. If approved next week, supporters in the lower River End could be forced out to make room for away fans. The proposal, unchanged since the storm erupted, is part of a four-phase revamp backed by the owners. Outraged fans chanted, "We shall not be moved," and hurled tennis balls onto the pitch in protest last year. Amid the backlash, owner Mark Attanasio said, "We are going to postpone it and have an informed session with our supporters that we probably should have had before this." Yet no new plans have been submitted. The club insists no major changes will happen before next season, but fans fear the decision could green light upheaval.
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed listening and we'll pass you on to part two where more items await. So with that, we'll say goodbye for this week from Lynette and myself.
Goodbye.